You think Shaul, when he went to declare Steve, when he said, you stiff-necked and uncircumcised at heart, he already resisted. It's damnable stupidity. It's not of y'all. And I don't apologize either. Hallelujah. It's not of y'all. He was serious. He was serious as death. Sure was. And we must be serious. He says, so why does it seem as though the wicked, and it seems as though that the wicked are prospering? Shall have. Now, if they were prospering, I would have of all things that may prosper and be in good and tall of health. Right? That's what he said. In the Shalom. The hospitals are filled with the wicked. The medicine is pumped in them. This is a nation that is a drug nation. It is a nation that is drug-induced. It is not a healthy nation. It is a sickly nation. It is an obese. It is an obese nation. It cannot. It eats, and the belly, it cannot be full. The minerals, the nutrition doesn't go to the body. That's not prospering to me. That's not the health of Yah. That's not the shalom, where our minds are always on something to fill our bellies. Come on, brothers and sisters. We need to fill our health. We need to fill our inward parts. You can't fill it with Doritos, Lay's chips, death, Toda. That is the Imad. Hallelujah. You got to fill it with the love of Yah, the fear of Yah, with His Torah. And that's why David said, feed me until I want no more. Now, that's some kind of feeding, isn't it? You just trash it in the natural sense, you eat it. Because we've gone away from the Torah of Yah. He teaches us how to eat. Or what we should eat. Men are lazy today. They have no ability to work. They have no ability to labor. And he said by the sweat of the brow, you shall. That's how you're gonna eat. That's what he said. It gives a great appreciation. I left today. I told Deacon Benny, Brother Dale, I was going down. The brother down here, this little Yahweh assembly in Mount Krokan. And so when I was going to his house to see the brother, he's a very precious brother. Deacon Benny knows him. He's a very sweet man. He came here with his hair all long. I said, cut it off, man. He looks very distinguished now. Very, very nice, man. I like him. And so as I was riding down Deacon Benny, I saw the old man, Elder Jones, out there. The man has a garden. It's bigger than this. The rows are long as our garden one. And I watched this old man, 90 years old, with a chair. He had a chair with him in the horn. He's out there just horn. He had hold of some rows already. And his mind is kind of elusive now. And so I walked up and said, how you doing, elder old man? How you doing, timer? Hey there, how you doing? I'm hoeing my watermelons, my butter beans. I said, yes, old man, I see that. He said, I got to take my chair because after I get tired a little bit, I sit down. And I watched this old man out there. He had been out there for some time. Nothing but hoeing. So I said to the old man, I said, tell you what, old man, I'll go get your chair. Because his chair was a distant. He holds so far, he goes back, gets his chair. Then he sets down a little bit, rests, and he holds a little more. I said, I'll go get your chair. I said, give me the hoe for a while. Instead of me going out here and see Minister Ronnie, I'll just sit here and hoe with you. And I'll hold this row down for you. Then I'll start on the next row. So that's what I did. I wouldn't hold for the old man. And that old man, he has, even in the way the old man eats, his dietary law is according to Torah. And we must do things according to Torah, brothers and sisters. That's why we are not prosperous. That's why we have no shalom. That's why we are not healthy in our minds. And they are not sound. Anytime you walk trash, you know your mind is not sound. Anytime you want to sit down before a damnable thing that is so evil, that pollutes your house, your children, your wives, cause the love of your husband to be turned away to some Jezebel, some dog that is naked. You know that that is an evil, damnable thing. You sit there and watch it. You feed us, it would parts with this damnable trash. That's why he say meditate day and night. When you do that, you have no time for all that other trash. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going somewhere. We're going to prosper. That's why the word is for you. Hallelujah. Is that not what we said to our neighbor? This word is for you. Is it not for you? If it's not for you, then you reject it. I'm all right with that. But Yah said His word will not go out and return to Him void, but will go out and it will prosper. See, the word of Yah will prosper. It will cause you to prosper. Not what Benny Hinn says. It brings death. It brings death. So there's a difference between the shalak of Yah We walk in the successfulness of the fullness of that mature mind, that soundness of mind, body, it's Ruah. And then the Shohev, hear what Jeremiah talks about. And there are places where the wicked cannot prosper. They cannot walk in the success, the discernment, the power of Yah. They cannot. They do not have the life of Yahshua, and the lawless do not have that. That is why the Torah was written, because we were lawless people. That's why He gave Adam and Eve a Torah. Hallelujah. It's for the lawless. And that is the truth. It says in Tehillim 73, verse 12, Psalm 73, 12. And this is what it says now. It says this. It said, behold, look, these are the wicked. They call them wicked, right? Tehillim 73, verse 12. Who prosper in what? Who prosper in what? So Scripture tells us, love not the world, neither the things of the world. For all that is in the world is the lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, pride of life. And these things are not of Yah, right? So those, the wicked, they prosper in the world. The people of Yah, we move expeditiously, and the power of the Ruah, we have the life of Habakkuk. These are the wicked, they prosper in the world. They increase in riches, they are at ease. That's what the rich man says. I will tear down my barn, I will build a bigger one, for my soul has plenty, and it shall rest, it shall be at ease. Shalheid. And Yah says, you fool, you ignorant jackass. Your entire being is required of you tonight. Then who shall those things be? So the wicked prosper, or they shall leave. They have it at ease in the world. You go to a job and you keep the standards of your, well, you can't take the Sabbath off. Well, boss man, let's go play golf on Saturday. Well, that's all right, Willie, let's do that. The principles of Yah, they're almost impossible to keep, because you're surrounded with this ignorant, wicked mindset. And you constantly battle. You have to battle against it. Do we keep the principles of His statutes, His Torah? Do we do that? Hallelujah. Man is better off getting him a bicycle and go out picking up cans, making a living that way. Hallelujah. That he is not in such a position in life that the wicked oppress him daily. Commands him. You can't serve two masters. You can't serve Yah and serve the world. See, the wicked, they prosper in the world. And we know what's in the world. But Torah covers everything, brothers and sisters. That's why this Jezebel has kept our minds blind from Torah and our eyes closed, that we will not prosper. So she based things on this, on this, that the wicked who prosper shall live in the world. And they have worldly things. But it doesn't bring a success. It doesn't bring about the soundness of their mind. This world is crazy. This is a lunatic world. It is bizarre in the world. The children, the parents. Sure it is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You all might as well say, preach on, preacher. I will. So this is not the prosperity of Yah. They do not have the shalom, only the righteous zira, the tzaddik zira, the righteous seed of Yisrael, shall prosper. And they shall be in tov health. Even as their being, that's what that word soul, it is their being, the fullness of man, as he prosper. And so as we meditate in the Torah upon the principles of Yah, we began to prosper, don't we? We become more lively. It is a wonderful thing that when Yah awakens something in you and refreshes you by the power of His truth, it calls an expression on your face. It does mine. Hallelujah. That's how it causes me. Well, how do you get messages, Pastor Robert? Because when I read Scripture, Yah, just read that. For His Word compels me. I'm led by the Ruah. I was up midnight last night, just looking at Scriptures. I looked over there, Brother Dale's place. I could see his monitor. I said, okay, he's still up there. He's over there. And that doesn't mean that, you know, there's a message out of all of that. Many times, nothing comes out of that. But the word that his people needs, it is always, as the old ones would say, it's always on time. And so he feeds us what we need, brothers and sisters. And we need this tonight. I do. Hallelujah. 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 It says here, it says in Yeshaya, Isaiah, turn quickly, chapter 53. Yeshaya 53, verse 10. The prophecy of HaMashiach. It says here, yet it did not please Yah. It says it pleased Yahweh to bruise, and that is dokan. 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 It literally means to crush. Listen now. It pleased Yah to crush, to bruise him. He made him to suffer and shall make his being, his soul, an offering for sin. Hear this now. He shall see his zira, his seed. He shall prolong his days. And the pleasure of Yah, do you hear that? Shall what? Prosper in his hand. The pleasure of Yah. The pleasure of Yah shall prosper in his hand. Not only in our hand shall we please Yah, for in his right hand there are pleasures forevermore. We're eating out a vile hand. We're not eating out of the right hand of Yah. And Yah and Yahweh shall prosper his hand. He shall shalach. He shall be successful. He shall secure us. He shall succeed in the purpose of Yah. And we that are prosper, we succeed. We go beyond our own mental expectation onto the perfection, the maturity of Almighty Yahweh, that we take pleasure in Yah prospering us. Because we set our affection upon Him. His Torah is alive. We meditate upon it. The wicked prosper in the world. We prosper in the life of HaMashiach. We have the shalom of Yah. That is the truth. We have that. Moshe reminds us in Bimidbar, Numbers chapter 14, 41. If you don't believe this, what we're about to read, Numbers 14, 41. If you get that, when you get that, say hallelujah. Now this is what Scripture says. And Moshe said, wherefore now do you transgress the mitzvah, the command of Yahweh? When one transgresses, disobey the command, what he says, but it shall prosper. It shall what? You shall not prosper. You defy the commands, the mitzvah of Yah. He says to Yisrael, what do you defy the commands of Yahweh? The Torah. His law of our health, our eating. Why? Of our labor to sweat these pores and the stains out of our bodies. As I said to us all when I was a young lad, my mother would say, go to school, get a good education, get a good job. And that's what they said. They did not even know what they were saying. This is how they were programmed. And that's why our bodies do not function the way they do. Yah says, pour out the impurities out of your body. That's even the liveliness of your skin. Come on, something's wrong with our skin. What is that liveliness there? The pores in our skins, grotesque figures on our faces and things like that. Because we got this pores and this trash that must come out. So that is why the Torah teaches us how to eat, take care of the... He's going to destroy those that destroy this temple, this body here. Our body is the living bayat of Yah, where Ruah dwell. So if you destroy it, he's going to destroy it. So the world has thought they have destroyed the body. Well, the power of Yah is not alive. They made you cushion it soft. There's no will to press. There's no desire. You don't even want to sweat because you sweat a little bit. You get the wipe and you say, woo, let me slow down, honey. You know that's not of Yahweh. He said, man, I wanted to pour out of your briars. Because it clears your mind, your conscience. It clears your heart. Hallelujah. That's what it does. That's what it does. So the enemy has reversed that. That we want to become lethargic and sloth and lazy.
And that's why masks cannot function in the realm that they need to function in. Because they're brought under this poisonous delusion. The trash can't come out.
You understand the first thing when Yisrael began to murmur and to complain, it was about what they had to eat. Right? Yet he fed them the living bread, as we heard during the Yark and Unleavened. Hamitzvah. We heard that. The teaching of the brother. Concluded, we need to have the Hava. For the Hava, Yah spread abroad our love by the Ruah. That's why we don't have the love for him, because we don't have the power of his Ruah. We have this trash that we call it Christianity, but it's not the Ruah of Yah. It isn't. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I believe that. And Moshe said, wherefore, now do you transgress the commandments, the mitzvah of Yah? He said, you're not going to prosper. So if you transgress this here, deny his name, no honor, you defy the Shabbat, you think you're going to prosper? In the sense of prosperity, we're more prosperous now than we've ever been. That's the truth. I know I am. Don't have nothing, but I'm prosperous. Sure I am. My mind is sound. Have a shalom. Go home and rest. Sure. I'd rather have that than prosper. The wicked prosper in the world. Because all that's in the world, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. These things are not of Yah. And all they do they not lust? Was T.D. Jakes told me, yourself you can have what you want, or whatever you think you can have what? I want what Yah, what he takes pleasure in. That he may even prosper, he may delight his love in what is accomplished in me. Not what the devil. The devil offered HaMashiach of the world, but he rejected it, didn't he? Why? Because the world, the fullness thereof belongs to Yah, the cattle upon a thousand hills. If he was hungry, what would you feed him? Hallelujah. Nothing you could feed him. Quickly, it says in Daniel chapter 6, verse 28. Because the Yah blessed him, he barakked him. He gave him songs of great joy. He sang. When you afflicted, you just began to sing. Hallelujah. That's what you do. It says in Daniel chapter 6, verse 28. So this Daniel, he prospered. Not only the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, but on the reign of Darius. And on the reign of Cyrus of Persia. The man prospered. He shalak. He was successful. He had the shalom of Yah. He was profitable. He was profitable to Nebuchadnezzar. He was profitable. When a man is prosperous, he is profitable to others. He is. People will say, man, those young men, all those brothers, they did that. Oh, man, I like that. Causes others to prosper. And so he was prosperous. He was shalak. And all those kings. He didn't have no problem with him. He did not conform to their worship. He kept the Torah. And it tells us that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they all were prosperous. And they did not defy. They did not defy the order of Yah, did they? They did not bow. They did not eat the king's meat or his bread. They did not do that. And they all shalak. They all prospered. That's what scripture says. I want to close here. There's much more to this, but I have to close. It says here in 1 Kings chapter 2. 1 Kings chapter 2. Verse 3. And keep the charge of Yahweh your Abba. Keep that charge to walk in whose ways? In Yahweh's ways. That's plural, isn't it? In the ways of his stature, his mitzvah, his commands, his counsel. To keep his statutes and his mitzvah and his mishpatim, his judgment, and his testimonies. That's what it says, doesn't it? As it is written in the Torah of Moshe, that you may what? That you may prosper in some that you do. In what? In all that you do. And wherever you turn, what? Yourself. That you may prosper. And whatever you do is written in the Torah, isn't it? So if we do what the Torah says, you may prosper. Wherever way you go, you prosper. Whichever way you turn yourself, you prosper. You will. Sure you will. You even have what the scripture, the Aramaic term, it says shakol. You even have that, brothers and sisters. You will prosper. You will have a circumcised lev. You will be circumcised. Your attention will be given unto Yah. You will ponder. You will meditate upon the things of Yah. Do all that Torah teaches you, that you may prosper. And we will prosper, beloved above all things. I'll read that again. Reiterate that. He says, beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in shalom health, even as your soul prosper. It begins in Torah for us to prosper. And we began to prosper, then we will begin to grow exponentially. Our minds will become sounder, our bodies, our health. And that is just the truth, brothers and sisters. We must understand the truths of Yah. Hallelujah. We just must. May Yah strengthen you. You that are listening tonight, may He barak you. May the blessings of Yah rest upon you. We throw the Yah for you all. May the word tonight cause your love to shine. For the light of His truth, Yahshua, to resonate with a great amber light from you. May your love be quickened, made alive by His truth. And that there's a greater hava, love, for the truth of Yah. I want to walk in His ways. My ways are deceitful. They lead to death. All the ways of a man seem right. All of His ways, His stupidity, His folly, His gesturing, His jive, His immaturity, His juvenileness, it seems right. Well, I don't see nothing wrong with that. You know, that's what they say, don't they? Well, preach, I want to ask you a question. What's wrong with that? You tell me what's right with it. This ignorant generation. I don't play around with it. I'm just telling you. I do not play, period, with it. We do all the things He commands us, and you shall prosper. Whoever way you turn yourself, you shall prosper. I don't care which way you go, you will prosper. You will. And the real reason we're not prospering, because we're not doing what Yah commands us. May He bless you all, may He enrich you all. Bless you all that are listening by the live stream. May the strength of Yah rest upon you mightily, and may the wisdom of Yahshua HaMashiach fill your love. And the desire to please Him above all things may be the strength and the purpose of your love. May Yah's Ruach shine in your home. Yah bless you. Let us stand to our feet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In all things we do, barak you, our Abba. We pray that your strength rest upon us all. Give us wisdom and understanding. Those that are listening by live stream, bless their homes, their wives, husbands, children. Bless them all, I pray, in Yahshua's mighty name. We do pray for the strength of Sister Dot. Take her home safely. Young Jayla, we bless you for the strength of the child, Yah. Just continue your work in her, Yah. The healing power. I believe she's healed, Yah. I believe that. I don't doubt it. I will not shake because of the enemy. I don't care about circumstances or situation. For man says no, Yah says yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't care how things look, Yah. I don't base it on that. I base it on what you say. For by the stripes of HaMashiach, we are here. Touch Brother Sean, give him assurance in his own mind, I pray, Yah. Bless Brother James, touch his body. Brother Dolphus, touch him, I pray. All of us, I pray, Yah. We ask all things in Yahshua's mighty name. We barak you. We hava you, Yah. Yisrael cried, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.